每一次我们在读旧约圣经的时候，我们都会很惊奇。
Every time we read the Old Testament, we'll always be very surprised.
因为那里记载的不仅是从前以色列人他们的一些经历。
Because not only does it record in the past the experiences of the Israelites.
当我们读的时候，我们发现我们好像一生的经历也在当中。
But we also feel that our own life experiences are also in the midst there.
这是整本圣经就成了一本活的书。
So the whole Bible becomes a living book.
因为我们不仅是在读这里的字句，我们是更是经历里面的灵。
So not only are we reading historical sequences, but we're also reading of our life experiences.
这不仅是属地以色列子民的历史。
This is not only just the history of the Israelites.
这也成为我们属天以色列子民，就是我们自己的历史。
But it's also the history of the heavenly Israelites of ourselves.
我们知道神曾经借摩西把以色列人带出埃及。
We know that God had in the past asked Moses to take the Israelites out of Egypt.
在神的心目中，他们经过两年就可以进入迦南美地。
In God's heart, in 2 years they would be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
他们就可以享受那里的安息。
And that they could experience the rest there.
但是很可惜，他们总共经过了40年才到达了迦南地。
But it's very sad that it took them 40 years before they reached Canaan.
其中38年都在外面漂流。
And 38 of those years they were out in the wilderness wandering.
这也常常成为我们基督徒的经历。
And this is often the experience of us Christians.
好像在两年当中。我们按着我们的经历，我们就应该进入那个安息里面。
It seems that in 2 years we should be able to enter into that rest.
我们应该享受基督那里面那个测不透的那些丰富。
We should be able to experience those things that cannot be described with fullness in Christ.
但是好像我们也在这个大而可畏的这个世界的旷野，我们好像一直在那里漂流。
But it seems that we are often wandering in the wilderness that is the world.
当我们读旧约圣经的时候，我们发觉一件很奇妙的事。
And when we read the Old Testament, we realize a very interesting thing.
就当以色列人在那里漂流38年的当中呢，神好像只有在最后一两年，他有比较详细的记载。
Even though they were wandering for 38 years in the wilderness, it just seems that the last couple of years he had more careful recording.
那这中间的大概36年、37年呢？神好像没有记载什么事情。
That the first 36 years there wasn't too much recorded.
神只记载了一件事情，所以因此这件事情非常的重要。
He only recorded one thing, and so this one thing became very important.
而且这一件事情也可以成为，就是我们要经历的应该特别注意的一个点。
And so this should be the one thing that we particularly pay notice to.
如果我们读翻开民数记16章。
If we flip to Numbers chapter 16,
你就发觉民数记16章记载了一件很特别的事情。
We'll see in Numbers 16 they record a very special thing.
这件事情是在这30几年，好像神特别留下来的一件事情给我们来注意的。
It seems that this is the one thing that God recorded among this first 30-some years.
而且呢，它让我们知道，我们在漂流的时候，很可能落在同样的光景里面。
And so that when we are wandering around, maybe we as well will fall into the same experience.
那这里发生了什么事情呢？就是一次很大的叛变。
So what happened here?
一次暴动。
It's a great rebellion.
这里有一个人称为可拉。
There's someone named Korah.
他找了。几个从流变这个支派里面的人跟他一起来叛变。
He brought some people from the Reubenites to rebel.
然后接下来呢，又有250个以色列人当中有名望的人，那些首领跟着他一起叛变。
And then with them there's 250 people, and these were community leaders who also came and rebelled with him.
结果这个暴动就变成一个全民暴动，因为所有的以色列人跟着起来暴动。
So this rebellion became a great rebellion because all of the Israelites joined with them.
他们起来攻击摩西跟亚伦。
And they came to go against Moses and Aaron.
结果呢，神的审判是三重的审判。
And so God's punishment was three phases.
结果地在他们面前裂开来。
First the ground split before them.
就可拉跟他那一党的人呢，直接活活的坠落阴间。
So Korah and the men with him, they went down alive into the ground.
然后地又合起来。
And then the ground closed up again.
圣经上说这是一件新事。
This is a new thing.
因为从前没有发生过。
Because in the past it had never happened before.
然后接着呢，从耶和华的面前又降下火来，烧灭了那250个首领。
And then the other thing that happened was that a great fire came down, and then this burned many of the people who were there.
这些事情并没有让其他的以色列百姓警觉到。
These things the other Israelites did not shake them.
结果呢，第二天他们全部又起来聚集要攻击摩西。
But then the next day they rose up again and again they wanted to rebel against Moses.
结果神就用瘟疫杀死了他们许多人。
And then so God used a plague to kill many of them.
总共大概有14,700个人因为瘟疫而死。
Among them, there's 14,700 people who died of the plague.
所以总共这个事件造成大概15,000个人以色列人死亡。
So among all of these catastrophes, there's about 15,000 who died.
而这一件事情可以说是那36、37年在旷野漂流的时候，圣经上好像唯一记载的一件事。
And it can be said that this is the one event that was recorded among the 36, 37 years where they were wandering in the wilderness.
我们知道17章记载一件事，就是亚伦的杖发芽开花的事情。
And we know in chapter 17, the one thing that's recorded is the budding of Aaron's staff.
我们知道那件事情也是跟这件事发生关系的。
And we know that that event and the event in chapter 16 are related.
所以如果我们好好读这一章的话，我们发觉有许多属灵的功课我们可以去学习的。
So if we read these chapters, we can see there's many good lessons, spiritual lessons that we can learn.
因为这件事情既然是他们36、37年在旷野漂流，神唯一记载的事情，对我们一定有很深的意义。
And because this is the one event that God recorded among the 36, 37 years wandering in the wilderness, then it must have great meaning to us too.
要了解这件事情发生呢，我们需要知道它的背景。
So in order to understand this event, we need to understand the background.
我们要根据《生命记》第二章第一节告诉我们。
We know that in Deuteronomy chapter
2, verse 1. 哎，特别记载他们那时候漂流的时候在什么地方漂流呢
？It mentions where they were wandering.
漂流在西尔山附近。
It says that they were wandering in the hill country of Seir.
换句话说，他们所漂流的地方。就一直在这个希尔山的附近漂流，他们可以说迷失在这个里面。
So we can say that whenever they were wandering, is always in this hill country of Seir.
所以这个山的情形跟他们发生这件事情有极大的关系。
So this area of Seir and what happened to them has great connection.
那希尔山到底是什么意思？
So what is the meaning behind the hill country of Seir?
我们知道根据创世纪36章那里记载。
We know that in Genesis chapter 36.
希尔山是神给以扫跟他的后裔居住的地方，是他们的产业。
We know that this was the land that God gave Esau and his descendants.
而且如果我们读创世纪36章的时候，我们就发现一件事情，就是他那里记载说，当以色列人还没有亡的时候，以扫他们已经有王了，以东他们已经有王了。
And if we read in Genesis chapter 36, we know that before the Israelites had a king, Esau and the Edomites already had a king.
而且如果我们读那一章继续读下去，你发觉呢，他们这些王呢，不是世袭的，就是不是说从父亲传给儿子的。
And if we read about this line of kings, we know that it's not descended from father to son.
他们好像就是说呢，是经过选举的，所以不是这个家族传给这个家族，而是他们选举出来，每一个王都不同的。
And so they actually had an election where they would choose the king. It was not from one family, so every king came from a different family.
所以我们看见在这个地区呢，它是非常文明，而且呢，他们很讲民主的。
And so in this area, It was very civilized. It was very civilized and democratic in the way they chose leaders.
所以你看见他们在以色列还没有亡了，他们也有亡了。
So you can see before the Israelites had a king, they already had a king.
所以在希尔山所代表的乃是以扫的产业的地方。
And so this hill country of Seir, it represents the inheritance of Esau.
我们的以扫就圣经上称它为以东。
And we know Esau is called Edom in the Bible.
为什么以东呢? 因为以东是红的意思。
Because Edom means red.
因为他曾经因着一碗红豆汤, 他把他长子的名分给卖了。
Because over a bowl of red bean soup, he sold his inheritance.
所以从此以扫就有一个名称叫以东。
So from then on, Esau also acquired the name Edom.
如果我们把创世纪36章跟先知书俄勒巴底亚合起来看的话,
If we join Genesis chapter 36 with Obadiah,
我们合起来看的话，我们就会对以扫或者以东呢有一个更准确的看见。
And we'll see an even more clear picture of Esau and Edom.
他们非常有智慧。
They had much wisdom.
他们的智慧呢超过一般的人。
And their wisdom surpassed many people.
但他这个智慧呢, 不是从天上头来的智慧。
But this wisdom was not from heaven.
我们知道根据雅各书告诉我们, 从上头来的智慧是有它的特点的。
We know from the book of James that the wisdom from heaven has its own characteristic.
这雅各书第三章告诉我们,
In James chapter 3,
它从上头来的智慧呢, 先是清洁, 后是和平。
We know that the wisdom from heaven, first of all, is pure, then peace-loving.
而且是温良柔顺。
Considerate and submissive.
Gentle and lowly.
然后他是满有怜悯，多结善果。 Full of mercy and good fruit.
不仅如此，他还讲到他没有偏见，没有假冒。
Impartial and sincere.
这是从上头来的智慧。
This is the wisdom from heaven.
但是以东的智慧是从地上来的。
But the wisdom of Edom comes from earth.
从地上来的智慧呢, 它是属 肉体的, 属情欲的, 属鬼魔的, 属世界的。
The wisdom from earth comes from the flesh. It's unspiritual, it's earthly, and it's from the devil.
所以当我们在读的时候，我们就发觉以东是这样的智慧。
So when we read this, we see that the wisdom of Edom is this kind of wisdom.
而且以东呢, 他们很有能力。
They have a lot of ability.
这能力是从他自己来的, 不是从圣灵来的。
And this ability is from themselves, not from the spirit.
他们非常的骄傲。
And they're very arrogant.
他们也有他们骄傲的理由。
And they have their reasons for being arrogant.
他们很能够社交, 能够结交很多的朋友。
And they're able to make a lot of friends, make a lot of alliances.
然后他们里面充满了恨。
And they have much hate inside of them.
这就是以东, 以扫所代表的。
This is what Edom and Esau represent.
这也是他的产业, 希尔山所代表的。
And this is what the inheritance, the hill country of Seir represents.
所以在这么长的一段, 以色列漂流的时间里面呢, 他们就是在这一带, 迷失了自己。
So when they were wandering in the wilderness, it was in this kind of environment that they had lost themselves.
这说出了什么呢? 这说出了当肉体掌权的时候呢, 圣灵就没有地位了。
And what this says is that when the flesh takes first place, and the spirit has no place.
所以整个民数记16章所讲的这个故事呢, 其实讲的肉体掌权的故事。
So this, the story in Numbers chapter 16, it talks about the flesh taking the first place.
好，那民数记16章一开始他讲到可拉。
The very beginning of Numbers 16, it talks about Korah.
然后他有几个流变子孙的人呢, 跟他一起配合。
And there are certain Reubenites who also went with him.
然后又带着以色列有250个首领, 都是有名望选入会众的人, 在摩西面前一起起来, 聚集攻击摩西和亚伦。
And with them there are 250 Israelite men. They are well-known community leaders who had been appointed members of the council, and they went with them to rebel against Moses.
他们的理由说得很好听, 因为他们说你们是擅自专权, 他全会众各个既是圣洁, 耶和华也在他们中间, 你们为什么自高, 超过耶和华的会众呢?
And their reason for opposing Moses was good. They said, the whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourself above the Lord's assembly?
他们讲到摩西亚伦他们, 至高超过一般的会众。
They're saying that Moses and Aaron had lifted themselves up above the rest of the Lord's assembly.
他说以色列各个都是圣洁的, 为什么你们要至高?
They said the whole community is holy. Why do you need to lift yourself above?
我们知道摩西没有意思要至高, 摩西从来没有表现他要至高。
And we know that Moses had no intention to set himself above them, and no history of doing that.
事实上当神呼召摩西的时候呢，摩西还拒绝。
Actually, when God had first called Moses, Moses had first refused.
所以当摩西被误会的时候，摩西怎么做呢？摩西伏伏在地。
So when Moses had been accused of this, what did he do? He fell face down.
因为他知道他自己没有办法辩白，只有神能够为他辩白。
He knew that he had no way to defend himself. Only God could defend him.
所以他说，到了早晨哦，耶和华必指示谁是属他的，谁是圣洁的，就叫谁亲近他。他说拣选的是谁，必叫他谁亲近。
And so he said, in the morning, the Lord will show who belongs to him and who is holy, and he will have that person come near to him. The man he chooses, he will cause to come near him.
为什么可拉和几个流便子孙的人能够有那么大的影响力？
Why did Korah and these Reubenites have such great influence over the people?
为什么他们在这样的时候呢，他们要起来攻击摩西呢？
Why at this time did they want to come and oppose Moses?
当然我们知道，当肉体在我们里面发酵的时候，哦，这就是我们所表现的一个特点。
We know that when the flesh starts rising up within us, this is a manifestation of that.
那为什么是可拉？
Why is it Korah?
可拉背后是有原因的。
The background behind Korah explains this.
因为如果这样，我们读出埃及记第六章的时候，你会发觉它的原因在哪里。
So if we read Exodus chapter 6, we will see the reason why.
Exodus 6, 16节。
Exodus 6, chapter 16.
或者我们先从14节看起好了。
Actually, let's first start from 14.
他说以色列人家长的名字记在下面。
These were the heads of their families.
以色列长子是流便啊。以色列的长子是流便。
The firstborn son was Reuben.
好，然后我们再读到第16节。
And then we go to verse 16.
他说利未众子的名字按着他们的后代记在下面，就是格顺、歌侠、米拉利。
These were the names of the sons of Levi according to their records, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
所以在这里可以看见利未哦，他下面有三个儿子，就是格顺、歌侠跟米拉利。
So you can see that there's three sons, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari.
然后第18节，其中歌侠的儿子是谁呢？是暗润、暗兰、以斯哈、希伯伦、乌薛。
And then in verse 18, we see the sons of Kohath were Amram, Itzar, Hebron, and Uziel.
所以这里呢，歌侠呢，他有四个儿子。
So Kohath had four sons.
好，暗兰呢，生下了谁呢？就生下了亚伦、摩西。
Amram had the sons Moses and Aaron.
那暗兰的兄弟以斯哈生下了谁呢？就生下了可拉。
And then Amram's brother Itzar had Korah as a son.
然后22节，乌薛的儿子呢，其中有一个叫以利沙反。
And then in verse 22, among the sons of Uziel, he had one named Elsaphan.
所以事实上呢，可拉跟摩西、亚伦呢是堂兄弟 cousin.
So actually, Korah and Moses are cousins.
换句话说，他们的祖父都是同一个人。
And so their grandfather is the same person.
但是为什么他的堂兄可以做大祭司，他的堂兄可以比以色列众人都高，而他不行？
So how come Korah's cousin could be the priest and his cousin could be the leader, but he himself could not?
只有大祭司或者祭司可以进到会幕里面来侍奉神。
Only the high priest or the priest could go into the tabernacle to serve the Lord.
可拉这些利未的子孙呢，只能在外面服侍那些好像看起来不重要的事情。
Only Korah's descendants, they could serve on the outside in seemingly positions that were not important.
他们的关系这么近。
Their relationship is so close.
同一个祖父。
Same grandfather.
为什么这就有这样大的差别的待遇？
But why is there such a difference in position?
你知道，当肉体发酵的时候，这些事情都开始影响到我们。
You know, when the flesh starts takes the first place within us, all these things start to matter.
所以你看见可拉他背叛，后面有他的因素在。
So because Korah opposed, there's a reason, there's a background behind it.
那为什么他能够叫得动几个流便的子孙的人呢？能够跟他一起来叛变呢？
So why was he able to rally up some Reubenites to go with him?
因为我们知道流便长子，以色列的长子是流便。
Because you know Reuben was the firstborn son.
你知道做长子有好几个 方面的特权。
You know, to be the firstborn, you normally have many different responsibilities and authorities.
因为这个长子在这个家族呢，就好像君王一样。
The firstborn is kind of like the king in the house.
这个长子呢，又好像一个祭司的职分在他身上。
And it seems that the firstborn also has a priesthood upon him.
而且一个长子呢，他通常可以得到双份的那个继承的权利。
And normally the firstborn can receive double blessing.
但是我们知道流变。他因着放纵情欲的关系呢，他就失去了所有这些福分。
Well, we know because Reuben had sinned that he had lost all of these.
所以他的君王的职分呢，就到了犹大的身上。
And so the right of king went to Judah.
他祭司的职分呢，到了利未支派上面。
And so his right as priest went to the Levites.
他双倍的那个双倍的福分呢，落在了约瑟的身上。
And the double blessing.Went to Joseph.
所以有当有这些历史的情节的时候呢，你看他的里面，他的子孙里面是相当不满的。
And because of this history, you can see that the descendants of Reuben then feel like they deserve more.
本来他应该有所有这些的权利，现在都失去了。
Before that, they were supposed to have all of these wonderful things, but now they've all been lost.
所以当可拉他要起来背叛的时候，这些人很自然的就跟着他一起来叛变。
So when Korah was going to oppose Moses, all of the Reubenites naturally followed.
不仅如此，刚才我们还特别提到，就是乌须的儿子是以利沙反，就是出埃及记第六章二十二节。
And then we also mentioned in Exodus 6 chapter 22, the sons of Uziel, one of them was Elzaphan.
以利沙反是谁呢
？Who is Elzaphan?
等到我们读到后面的时候，我们就知道。整个哥辖族，他们的首领是谁呢？就是这个以利沙番。
Later on, when we read who the leader of
这哥辖族，这哥辖。
The Kohathites, the leader will be Elzaphan.
换句话说，你看可拉的一个 cousin 是大祭司，还是摩西；另外一个 cousin 呢，做了他们这个支派的首领。
So Korah's two cousins, Moses and Aaron, became the leader and the priest, and then his other cousin Elzaphan became the leader of the people.
所以他的里面就有不满的情绪发出来。
So in his heart, he felt like he deserved more.
好，然后还有250个首领，都是有名望的，一起叛变。
And then there was also 250 Israelite men, and they're all well-known community leaders.Who opposed with them.
这些人都是有名望的。
All these people were well known.
都是首领。
They're all community leaders.
但是他们想到为什么他们比不上摩西跟亚伦。
But how come they were not as good as Moses and Aaron?
所以你看，他们一下就串联起来，因为有共同的敌人，共同的目标。
And all of a sudden, all these people all gathered together because they had the same enemy, the same goal.
那要了解这一段的背景，还有一段我们需要很清楚的。
So in order to understand this, there's another part of the background that we have to be clear on.
那是在民数记第二章第三章所记载的。
It is what is mentioned in Deuteronomy.
没有民数记。Numbers.
Numbers, sorry, chapter 2 and 3.
在这里特别告诉我们啊，以色列人呢，神给他们，当他们在安营的时候呢，神是有次序的；当他们起行的时候，也是有次序的。
You see here that when they were to set out, there was an order, and when they were to settle, there is an order.
我们知道，当以色列人出埃及的时候呢，他们好像是乌合之众，他们就是一群人这样走。
You know that when they first set out from Egypt, they kind of just went in one big group, no order.
但是呢，当他们经过了西乃山之后呢，他们就不随便走路了。
But after they passed Mount Sinai, they didn't just walk without order.
所以神呢，当他们在安营的时候呢，神把他们特别按着每一个支派有不同的方向来安营。
And so when they were to set out, he had or God had organized them into different groups in different order.
他们安营的对那个正室哦，中间就是会幕。
In the middle of them was to be the tent of meeting.
会幕我们知道它的门口是朝东的。
And we know the door to the tent of meeting should face east.
东边的支派是谁安营呢？是犹大做首的，就犹大支派安营在东边的。
So who was to the east? It was Judah, the tribe of Judah.
而且呢，还有以撒迦支派 和西伯伦西伯伦支派跟他在一起。
And there's also the tribe of Issachar and the tribe of Zebulun.
但是犹大做代表。
But Judah was to be the leader.
那在南边呢是流便做代表。
And on the south it was the camp of Reuben.
然后还有西缅跟加德。
And then also the tribe of Simeon and the tribe of Gad.
在西边是以哪个支派做代表？是以法莲做代表。
And on the west it was the camp of Ephraim.
还有马拉西跟便雅悯。
And the tribe of Manasseh and Benjamin.
那在北边呢是但支派做代表。
And on the north it was the camp of Dan.
然后还有亚瑟支派跟拿弗他利。
And the tribe of Asher and the tribe of Naphtali.
所以你看见就是说中间是神的会幕，然后外圈呢就各有三个支派在那里做安营。
And then you see in the middle was the tent of the meeting, and then on all directions there were the different camps and the different tribes.
然后在每个支派跟会幕中间呢，就是比较小圈的里面呢，东边是谁呢？就是摩西跟亚伦和亚伦的儿子。
And then if you look within the inner circle, right around the tent of meeting, they were also surrounded, and on one side was Moses and Aaron.
那西边就是格顺这个支派的。
And on the east side, it was Gershon.
南边呢，就是歌辖，就是刚才那个可拉他们那个家族歌辖。
And then on the south side, it was the house of Korah.
然后北边是以利斯。
The Kohathites.
那北边呢，就是米拉利。
And then on the north, it was the Merari.
所以你看见它是这样子的一个排的一个方阵。
And so you can see they were positioned in this kind of square formation.
为什么要这样排呢？
Why is there this order?
是有它的很重要的原因。
There is a very important reason.
首先这样子看起来呢，是一个军队的阵势。
It kind of looks like a military organization or positioning.
对，当他们走的时候，犹大支派是第一个出去的。
And when they walk, the Judah is the first to go out.
然后他们按照次序，一直到最后一个就是但支派所代表的。
And then all the way to the very end, it's Dan who is the representative.
所以这样子的这个阵势呢，是好像随时可以打仗的。
So in this arrangement, it seems like you can go to war at any time.
换句话说呢，他们在旷野行走的时候是要征战的。
And another way to think of this is when they're in the wilderness that they are going to go to battle.
可是你发现就是他们在旷野的时候其实没有什么仗可以打的。
But actually, you see, in the wilderness, there really wasn't any battle for them to fight.
那为什么神要让他有一个军队的仗士准备要打仗呢？
So why did God allow them to be positioned in this military arrangement?
因为真正他们要对付的不是外面的仇敌了，是他里面那个仇敌就是肉体。
And actually, their enemy wasn't outside, but it was inside, it was the flesh.
我们知道最前面排的是犹大支派。
We know in the very front it was the tribe of Judah.
他是三个支派里面他带手的。
Among three, Judah was the one to be the under to have the standard.
那最后面这三个支派是但做代表的。
And at the very end, it was the camp of Dan.
那其中最后一个支派呢是拿弗他利。
And the very, very end was Naphtali.
所以实际上这十二个支派在走的时候，第一个支派是犹大支派。
So among these 12 tribes, the very first when they're marching forward was Judah.
最后一个支派叫拿弗他利。
So the very end was Naphtali.
这就是为什么弟兄姊妹，我们如果来到这个聚会当中，你就看见一件事情。
So here, if we look at this, we can see one thing.
你看有许多弟兄姊妹他们很会赞美。
And among our meetings, we can see this as well.
他们不仅在聚会中赞美，他们实际上是一个，他们的生活就是一个赞美的生活。
We can see that there's brothers and sisters who are very good at praising, and even in their life, they praise the Lord.
这些弟兄姊妹呢，常常都是在教会里面做头的。
And oftentimes, at church, they are the leader.
他们就好像犹大，因为犹大的原文的意思就是赞美，对不对？
And they are like Judah, because Judah in the original language means to praise.
所以你看，所有赞美的人都走在前面的。
So all the people who praise walk in the front.
他们常常带领我们的。
Oftentimes they are the one who leads us.
那最后面的是谁呢？
And at the end, who is it?
就像我们常常喜欢抱怨的。
It's those who like to complain.
喜欢相争，因为拉弗他利的意思是相争，对不对？
Because the meaning of Naphtali is to
wrestle.
To wrestle.
所以你看，我们喜欢抱怨的人常常在后面。
So those who like to complain are often at the end.
但这很危险。
But this is very dangerous.
因为你记得以前亚玛力人啊来攻击他们的时候，都从后面攻击的。
Because we see that in the past, the Amalekites, when they came to fight against them, they always came from the back. They often went against those who are old and weak.
所以我们常常不满意环境的人，我们喜欢抱怨的，我们要小心，因为我们常常就落在后面被攻击了。Because
oftentimes us who like to complain, be careful, because often we get left at the back and we are easiest to attack.
OK, 这就是当时的背景。
So this is the background.
所以他们这些人呢，他们开始抱怨。
So now the people started to rebel and oppose.
他们攻击摩西亚人说，全会众个个都是圣洁的。 他说：“耶和华在他们中间，你们为什么把自己抬得比别人还高？”
So they opposed Moses and Aaron. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?
弟兄姊妹，他们讲的话是对的。
Brothers and sisters, what they said is true.
全会众都是圣洁的。
The whole assembly, the whole community is holy.
话虽然对，但是灵不对。
Even though the words are right, the spirit is not right.
那很多时候我们讲的话都很有道理。
A lot of times the words we say, they have a lot of... But when you hear them, it sounds strange.
因为我们的灵不对。
Because our spirit is not right.
就好像那些希尔山里面住的那些以东人一样。
It's kind of like the Edomites who are living in the hill country of Seir.
这个智慧、聪明是从属地来的。
This wisdom is from earth.
属地的智慧造成的是什么? 就是纷争。
And the wisdom from earth, what it gives rise to is division.
所以你看见他们这边 就开始攻击摩西亚人。
So you see here, they band together to oppose Moses and Aaron.
但是摩西亚人他们都是有学习的人，他们伏在神的面前，让神来帮他们做决定。
But Moses and Aaron are those who have wisdom, and they fell face down before God to have the Lord decide for them.
然后摩西在这里特别对立位族的人讲话，就对可拉讲。
And so Moses, in particular, he talked to the Levites to Korah.
这是第九节所讲的，以色列的神从以色列会中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他，办理耶和华帐幕的事，并站在会众面前替他们当差。耶和华又使你和你的弟兄立位的子孙一同亲近他，这岂为小事？你们还要求祭司的职任吗？
So in particular, in verse 9, he addresses Korah and says, Isn't it enough for you that the God of Israel has separated you from the rest of the Israelite community and brought you near himself to do the work at the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before the community and minister to them? He has brought you and all your fellow Levites near himself, but now you are trying to get the priesthood too.
谁可以得祭司的职分?
Who can get the right priesthood?
根据希伯来书第5章第4节告诉我们,
In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4,
他说，大祭司的职分没有人可以自取的。
Because no one takes this honor of high priesthood upon himself.
只有蒙神所召，像亚伦一样才可以自。
He must be called by God, just as Aaron was.
所以在这里，这不是你要去争取就可以争取到的。
So it's not something that just because you want it, you can attain it.
他们当时是说，全以色列的会众都是圣洁的，为什么他们不能服侍神？
What they're saying is the whole assembly is, the whole community is holy. Why can't we serve God in this way?
这本来是神的心意。
This was God's original intention.
但是我们知道后来他们拜了金牛犊。
But we know that they bowed down to the golden calf.
只有立位族的人呢，他们是站在摩西、站在神这一边，所以后来他们来代替以色列人来侍奉神。
But we know among them, only the Levites were the ones who did not do this and separated themselves with Moses. So now the Levites represented, were separated from the people of Israel.
所以摩西对可拉说,你们是被神特别分出来的这一些人,可以来亲近神来在神的会幕前代替以色列人来当差的。
And Moses says, again in chapter, in verse 9, you have been separated from the rest of the Israelite community and brought near God to do the work of the Lord's tabernacle and to stand before them, the community, and to minister to them.
他说你们不要把这件事情看成是小事。
Don't look down upon this thing.
那很多时候我们把事情看成有贵重的，有卑贱的。
A lot of times we start assigning value. Some things are precious and some things are not precious.
很多时候我们把事情看见有大的跟小的。
And we see things as great and things as small.
但在神的眼中没有大事或小事。
But in God's eyes, there's not a big thing or a small thing.
神只是看圣洁还是不圣洁。
God just seems holy or not holy?
神是看我们的态度忠心还是不忠心。
He's seeing whether our attitude is faithful or not faithful.
所以他说这些事情你不能看为小事。
So he says these things you cannot look down upon.
我们知道当我们在读使徒行传的时候。
We know that when we read Acts.
我们知道那十二使徒呢他们是特别被分别出来做祈祷传道为事的。
The 12 apostles were separated out to go and preach the gospel.
然后我们看见有七个人被选出来是做一般的事务上的事情。
And seven were chosen out to do more daily tasks.
在神的眼中管理饭食跟传道祈祷传道的没有什么分别的。
In God's eyes, those who are separated to help with the food and those who go out to preach the gospel, there's no difference.
因为如果一个人是属肉体的，他碰这些最属灵的事情，也会把这个属灵的事情变成属肉体的。
Because if someone is acting out of the flesh, even though he's assigned to spiritual things, he will soon turn those spiritual things into fleshly things.
但一个人如果是属灵的呢，即使他在服侍饭食，这件事情在神的眼中也是一件属灵的事情。
But someone who is spiritual, even though he's managing the food, when he touches the food, it'll turn into a spiritual task.
我们知道当主在地上的时候，他拣选了十二个使徒。
We know when the Lord was on earth, he chose 12 apostles.
他经过整夜的祷告，然后才选定了这些人。
He prayed for the whole night before he chose the 12.
我们知道这些人一个比一个难办。
We know that each of these 12, they were
一个比一个麻烦。
They were very troublesome.
但是你看，当神选那七个管理饭食的人，完全不同。
But actually, when the Lord chose those seven to take care of the food service, they were different.
个个都是被圣灵充满，智慧充足，而且很能够，就是在都有很好的名声。
They were actually filled by the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
而且你读到后来，你看斯提凡和腓力他们，真的是被圣灵充满的。
And we see later on that Stephen and Philip were really filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以问题不在于做些什么事，问题是我们的人是怎么样的人。
So actually, it doesn't really matter what you're doing; it matters what kind of person are you.
所以摩西在这里指责可拉他们这些人，他你们神已经拣选你们出来侍奉他、亲近他，你们怎么可以把这个事情看这么小呢
？So Moses says to Korah, "The Lord has already separated you to allow you to come near to Him. How can you look down upon this work?"
然后你读下去，发觉呢，第十三节。
And if you read down to verse 13,
那这些人就开始抱怨，他说：“你将我们从流来雨密之地领上来，又在旷野杀我们。”
In verse 13, the people start saying, "Isn't it enough that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the desert, and now you also want to lord it over us?"
你看见没有？他们把埃及当成流来雨密之地。
They say that Egypt is a land flowing with milk.
所以属肉体的人总是跟世界连在一起。
So those who are of the flesh always align themselves with the world.
在他来看呢，世界埃及就是流来雨密之地。
So then Egypt really is a land flowing with milk and honey.
他怪摩西他们要在旷野杀他们。
And then they accuse Moses of taking them to the desert to kill them.
他说你没有将我们领到流来雨密之地，也没有把田地和葡萄园给我们为业，难道你要挖这些人的眼睛，我们不上去？
And they also say, moreover, you haven't brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, or given us an inheritance of fields and vineyards. Would you gouge out the eyes of these men? No, we will not come.
所以你看见一个属肉体的人在旷野漂流的时候，走了好久，还是没有办法到达真正的流来雨密之地。
So those who are of the flesh, even though they've been wandering around for so long, they really do not see a land flowing with milk and honey.
弟兄姊妹，我们的经历也是这个样子。
Our experience is just like this.
我们好像信主多年，然后我们还在外面游荡，然后我们老是没有办法进到那基督那个丰富里面去。
Even though we've believed the Lord for so long, it still seems like we're wandering around and we have not entered into the land of rest.
我们没有得到田地跟葡萄园。
We have not received fields and vineyards.
我们好像觉得眼睛真的被挖了，因为我们不知道该走哪个方向。
And it feels like to us that our eyes have been gouged out because we don't know which direction to go.
而且他们还指责摩西呢，偷他们东西，抢他们东西。
And then they also accuse Moses of stealing from them, of taking their things.
所以当他们在这里抱怨的时候呢，神的荣光就显现出来。
So when they were complaining, the glory of God shone.
你知道神的荣光是代表神的同在。
You know, the glory of the Lord represents his presence.
你看，我们都盼望有神的同在。
We really do want the abiding presence of the Lord.
那神的同在是在带下他极大的祝福。
Because with his presence comes great blessing.
但在这里给我们看见，神的同在也带下极厉害的审判。
But we also see here that the presence of the Lord can bring with it great punishment.
因为神是圣洁的，非圣洁没有人能够见主。
Because the Lord is holy, and if you are not holy, you cannot face God.
结果呢，神要把他们这些全部毁灭掉。
And so the Lord wanted to completely destroy these people.
所以摩西就马上为他们祈求。
But Moses immediately started to cry out for them.
然后就叫大家赶快离开可拉还有流便子孙这些人的帐篷。
And then he said to all the people, move away from the tents of Korah and those of the Reubenites.
为什么要离开他们？为什么要离开他们帐篷？你可以知道他们的帐篷是连在一起。
And then he said to leave their tents. And why their tents? It's because all the tents are connected together.
这就是刚才我们讲到那个背景。
And this was the background we talked about.
记得歌侠他们子孙呢，就是在南边嘛，对不对
？And then, if you remember, Kohath, their camp was to the south.
流便也是在南边，对不对
？And then Reuben was also to the south.
所以你可以知道为什么要离开他们，因为他们帐篷是在一起的。
And you see why you have to leave these tents because they were organized together.
你知道有的时候他们这些都是失意的人，失意的人呢在一起就很容易团结在一起。
And you see these people were lost, and so oftentimes they're able to easily band together.
所以这时候你就看见地就开了口，把他们这些人活活的就吞吃了。
And here you see the ground split apart and it swallowed them up.
然后又有火从耶和华面前出来，烧灭了那250个献上的。
And then also great fire came and also burned up the 250 men.
然后他们就把这些人拿着香炉哦，他们说这些香炉是圣洁的，所以呢，你要把这些香炉锤成片子，用以包坛，哦，然后呢，就给以色列人做一个警惕。叫他们以后不能随便进前来，在耶和华面前烧香，免得他们落在同样的这个遭遇里面。
And then these people were holding censers, and so the Lord told Moses to take these censers and to hammer them into a sheet and to overlay the altar with them, and this would be a sign to the Israelites and a reminder that no one except the descendants of Aaron should come to burn incense before the Lord, or he would become like Korah and his followers.
所以你看见他们。祭坛旁边的这些铜片是怎么来的？就是从他们这拿的那个香坛所打出来的。
So you see the sheets that overlay the altar where they originally came from is from these censers that were hammered down.
所以每次你来到坛前，你看到这个人，就让你想起可拉的事情。
So every time you come before the altar and you see this, then you would think of what happened to Korah.
所以你不敢随便的来到那个。神的面前。
So you cannot just carelessly come before the presence of the Lord.
就第二天呢，全会众一起起来发怨言，要来找攻击摩西跟亚伦。
And then the next day, the whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
这时候，神的荣光又再一次的显现。
And again, the glory of the Lord appeared.
就瘟疫从他们当中发生。
And then the plague started among them.
就摩西叫亚伦赶快的。为他们祈祷。
And then again, Moses and Aaron started to pray for them.
所以这个时候瘟疫才止住。
And only then did the plague stop.
那从这里给我们看见，这是当时他们在旷野36、37年，好像他们所发生的事情呢，你要找一件事情做代表呢，就用这件事情来做代表。
So among the 36 or 37 years they were wandering in the wilderness, if you wanted to take one event to represent that time, it would be this event.
我们记得在这些事情发生之前，我们刚刚特别讲过，神特别把他们安营的位置都摆好了。
And here we saw that while this was happening, the camps, the Lord had positioned them in a certain way.
有些人是在东边，有些人在西边。
Some people were on the north, some people were on the west.
有些在北边，有些在南边。
Some on the east, some on the south.
中间就是会幕。
And then in the center was the tent of meeting.
会幕，我们知道会幕里面最中心的地方或者最重要的地方是什么地方？就是至圣所的约柜。
And then we know the most holy place in the tent of meeting is where the tabernacle is.
那在这会幕的上面是什么呢？ 就是云柱跟火柱。
And then on top of the tent of meeting, what there is,
cloud pillar, 就是云柱跟火柱。
A pillar of clouds.
还有火柱。
And then a fire.
换句话说呢, 他们在那里安营的时候, 他们的眼睛, 每一个人所看见的应该是什么呢？是中心。 就是那个云柱跟火柱,
so actually when they're camping, the one thing that they should see is that pillar of cloud and fire.
而且他们从前是随便安营, 随便帐篷, 随便搭就好, 那现在呢, 他们的帐篷全部都面对着会幕。
And before, their camps did not have any organization, but now that they're positioned this way, the center of it was this cloud of, the pillar of cloud and fire.
这是一个征战的一个阵势。
This is an arrangement for battle.
换句话说，当你如果照着这样安营的时候呢，你已经胜过你的敌人了。
So if you are camped in this position, you have already overcome your enemy.
那这个阵势到底代表什么意思？
So what does this arrangement represent?
就代表了每一个人生活的中心呢，都是向着会幕，向着主的。
What it means is that everyone in the center of your life, it should be faced toward the tabernacle, toward the tent of meeting.
他们的生活不再是为自己活，乃是为那替他们死而复活的主活。
That you no longer live for yourself, but you live for him who is resurrected for you.
所以如果他们的眼睛都是盯着主的话，
So if all their eyes were focused on the Lord,
如果他们都是跟随圣灵的话，
If they were following the Holy Spirit,
因为当云柱火柱就代表这个圣灵。
And so this pillar of cloud represents the Spirit.
云柱起来的时候呢，他们就起行了。
And when the cloud lifts, they start moving forward.
云柱降下来时，他们就安营。
And when the cloud settles, they camp there.
就他们的一生的生活呢，是为着主而活，是跟随圣灵的引导而活的。
And so that their whole lives are lived for the Lord, that they are led by the Holy Spirit.
所以什么时候我们的眼睛是在主的身上，我们就胜过我们的仇敌肉体了。
So when our eyes are focused on the Lord, we are able to overcome the enemy.
什么时候我们看我们自己，看环境的话，我们就开始。
And when we start looking at ourselves and looking at our circumstances, then we lose our peace.
所以，加拉太书第五章告诉我们。
So Galatians chapter 5 tells us.
他如果我们是照着圣灵而行的话呢，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
It says, if you live by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
罗马书第八章也告诉我们，我们如果呢靠着肉体活着，就一定要死。
And then in Romans 8, it also says if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die.
但什么时候我们靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，就必活着。
But then if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body and you will live.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到吗？这个仗势，这个阵势，如果真的照主的心意我们来活的话呢，我们这个征战一定得胜的。
So you see, in this arrangement of camps and tents, you can see if we really do live with the Lord as our center, then we will be victorious.
至少是战胜了肉体。
That we will have defeated the flesh.
但什么时候我们体贴我们的肉体？
But when we start listening to our flesh,
它的结果是什么？就像可拉这样子，叛变起来。
Then the result will be like Korah, and it'll be rebellion.
所以这个证实告诉我们，我们不能够再凭着为着自己活，而是要为着主活。
So this arrangement tells us that you cannot just live for yourself anymore, you must live for the Lord.
不再凭着自己的意识随便来行动，你必须要随时注意会幕上的云柱火柱。
That you no longer live according to your own direction, but that you live looking at the pillar of cloud and smoke.
你必须要跟随圣灵。
And that you have to follow the Holy Spirit.
所以因着他们没有真实的 活出这样的生活，所以他们的三十六七年，他们的在希尔山旷野绕行的代表呢，就是可拉这个这张所代表的。
And because they did not live according to this way, then this 36, 37 years, the way they lived was represented by the hill country of Seir, by this event with Korah.
所以这件事情是一个相当悲惨的事情。
And this is a very sad and pitiful event.
在一两天之内死了15,000人。
That in one or two days, 15,000 people died.
但是我们知道事情没有这样的结束。
But we know that things did not conclude here.
因为当我们在读民数记26章的时候。
That when we read Numbers chapter
26, 我们就发觉呢， 照理讲可拉的后裔要应该一起灭亡，结果他们居然被保留下来了。
And then you see that even though the descendants of Korah should have all perished, but actually the line of Korah did not die out.
事实上呢，他们后来成为看守会幕门口的人。
And actually they became the ones who kept, who were the gatekeepers of the front, the door of the tent of meeting.
他们成为在神的面前唱诗的一班人。
And they became the ones who sang songs before God.
这都记载在历代之上第六章和第九章。
And this is recorded in Leviticus.
历代之上。
First Chronicles. Chapter 6.
结果他们不但被保留下来，他们现在能够在会幕门口做看门的。
And not only did they not perish, but they are able to be the ones who stand before the door of the tent of meeting.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们轻看看门的。
A lot of times we look down upon those who are the doorkeepers.
事实上看门的非常的重要。
But actually the doorkeepers are very, very important.
因为如果看门的他是把这个门看好的话。
Because if you are a good doorkeeper,
在一个聚会里面哦，就不会让这个属世界的东西跑进来。
Then when you're having a meeting, you will not let the things of the world enter in.
不会让那些属肉体的、属情欲的跑进来。
You will not let those things of the flesh enter in.
所以这些人是受过教训的。
So these people are ones who have been disciplined.
虽然他们的祖先可拉曾经犯过这么大的那个错误。
Even though their ancestor Korah had committed such a great sin.
但是因着神的怜悯跟恩典，他们被保留下来。
But because of the Lord's mercy and grace, they remained.
他们学到了教训。
They were disciplined.
所以呢，现在他们可以做看门的。
So now that they can be the doorkeepers.
不仅如此，他们还能够唱诗的。
And they can also be the ones who sing.
所以你看见在诗篇有超过十篇是可拉后裔的诗。
So you see in Psalms, about 10 of the Psalms are written by the sons of Korah.
你记得我们刚才所唱的那个如鹿渴慕溪水。
And you know the song that we sang earlier, As the Deer Panteth for the Water.
诗篇四十二篇。
It is Psalm 42.
可拉后裔的诗。
It is written by the sons of Korah.
而且你记得在诗篇八十四篇。
And you know in Psalm 84.
八十四篇他在第三节这边讲。
In verse 3 it says.
万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊，在你祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋。燕子为自己找着报处之窝。
It says, even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God.
你看这里提到祭坛。
Here it mentions the altar.
祭坛是很可怕的地方。
The altar is a scary place.
为什么？因为你每次进到祭坛的前面，你看到包祭坛的铜，就是这些人他们身上拿下来的铜，对不对？
You see the sheets that are overlay, and you remember it's the sheets that were hammered out from the censers of the people who perish.
换句话说，每一次他们来到祭坛，看到这些包的铜，他就让他想起从前发生的事情。
And when they see this overlay, they think of what had happened in the past.
这是一个可怕的地方。
This is a scary place.
但在这么可怕的地方呢，他们找到安息。
But in such a scary place, they have found rest.
因为他说，麻雀为自己找到房屋。
Here it says, even the sparrow has found a home.
我们知道麻雀在圣经里代表非常便宜、非常不足道的东西。
We know the sparrow represents a very pretty inexpensive, worthless thing.
那我们这些人都像可拉的后裔。
And a lot of us are like the descendants of Korah.
我们来到祭坛前，我们都应该知道这些。看到这个祭坛，我们就知道我们的悲惨的下场。
And then when we come before the altar, we should remember this history.
但是我们也有座祭坛。
But we also can come before the altar.
我们也有一座祭坛。
We also have an altar.
这希伯来书十三章告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 13.
这代表了十字架。
And it represents the cross.
我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
That our Lord was nailed to the cross for us.
所以在这个祭坛上。
That on this altar.
我们可以找着我们安息的房屋。
We can find a resting dwelling place for ourselves.
我们可以像燕子可以找到报雏之窝。
We can find as a swallow finds a nest for herself.
反正在这个祭坛呢，本来都是我们应该是被杀献祭的。
actually on this altar we should have all been killed.
因为我们的罪使我们是有堕下这样下场。
Because of our sins, we should have had this consequence.
但在这里找到了复活的生命。
But instead, we find a resurrected life.
所以你看这些可拉的后裔居然被保存下来，他们能够在圣殿里面唱诗，能够做管会幕的人。
So we see the descendants of Korah that they were preserved so that they could be the doorkeepers and they could sing songs before the Lord.
但是可拉还有个后裔。
But Korah also has another descendant.
就是撒母耳。
Samuel.
因为我们又读撒母耳记的时候，我们知道说他的父母是住在以法莲山地的。
If we read about Samuel, we know his parents lived
以法莲的山地。
In the hill country of Ephraim.
所以很自然的，我们会以为他们是以法莲人。
So we would naturally think that they are from Ephraim.
但是我们知道，如果我们去读他们的家谱的话呢，其实撒母耳他是可拉的后裔。
But actually, if we read more carefully, Samuel is a descendant of Korah.
你记得撒母耳曾经讲过一句很重要的话。
And we know Samuel had once said a very important thing.
就撒母耳上十五章的话。
It's First Samuel chapter 15.
第二十二节
Verse 22,
撒母耳说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭顺从胜于公羊的自由
In verse 22 Samuel replied Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
这句话是撒母耳对扫罗讲的。
These words are what Samuel had said to Saul.
扫罗觉得燔祭跟平安祭很重要。
Saul had thought that burnt offerings was very, very important.
但是撒母耳说有一件比这个还重要的事情，就是听从他的话。
But Samuel said there's something more important than this, and that is to obey the voice of the Lord.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
撒母耳怎么可以讲出这么好的话？
How could Samuel say such wonderful words?
他对顺从跟听命怎么会那么清楚？
Why did he know so much about obeying and submitting?
因为他的祖先可拉曾经背叛过。
Because his ancestors Korah originally had rebelled.
当他背负着这么重多的祖先的重担的时候，让他深深的明白，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And he understood the history of his ancestors, and that's why he knew to obey the voice of the Lord was more important than sacrifice.
接下来说，悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。
And then he follows and says, for rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们都不晓得悖逆这么严重啊。
A lot of times you don't know that rebellion is so bad.
你看我们多少时候向着神背离
？So many times we rebel against the Lord.
多少时候我们向着神顽梗
？A lot of times we are arrogant against Him.
我们会不会觉得悖逆的罪跟行邪术的罪相同
？Do we think that rebellion is like the sin of divination?
我们说我们从来不行邪术的罪，但是因着我们的悖逆，我们就在行这个罪。
We ourselves don't believe in the sin of divination, but when we rebel, it is like the sin of divination.
我们不觉得我们曾经拜虚神跟偶像。
We don't think that we bow down to idols.
但是撒母耳说，顽梗的罪就是与拜虚神跟偶像的罪相同。
But Samuel says that rebellion and arrogance is like the sin of divination and the evil of idolatry.
只有可拉的后裔，学过这么深的教训的人，他可以给我们这么清楚的看见。
Only a descendant of Korah who had withstood such discipline would give us these kind of words.
果然，你看后来。扫罗拜了偶像
And indeed, later Saul did bow down to idols.
行了邪术，对不对？
And he did the sin of divination.
扫罗就是因着这样子死掉。
And it's because of this that Saul died.
所以这是撒母耳，这是可拉的后裔。
This is Samuel, the descendant of Korah.
就后来你看到没有？当撒母耳的时候，祭司以利，你看他的光景非常的暗淡。
And you see in Samuel later on, the priest Eli, his condition is very dim.
那你说耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
And there it said the words of the Lord no longer spoken to the priest.
我们的神是一个说话的神。
Our God is one who speaks.
现在神为什么不说话呢？
How come God is not speaking anymore?
因为以利的光景，还有那时候的祭司的光景已经非常的败落。
Because Eli and the condition of the priests at that time, their condition was very poor, very fallen.
结果谁做了祭司？
So who became the priest?
Samuel. 撒母耳的祖先可拉想要做祭司，结果被杀了。
Samuel's ancestors, Korah, they wanted to be the priest, and they were killed.
现在他的后裔撒母耳完成了他的心愿。
But his descendant Samuel was able to fulfill what Korah wanted.
为什么？
Why is that?
神早就知道这些事情要怎么发生。
God already knew from the beginning how these things would happen.
所以在民数记第六章讲到拿细耳人的理。
So in Numbers,
Chapter 6,
it starts talking about the Nazarites.
拿细耳人就是有一般的人。
Nazarites are a group of people.
他们不分哪一个支派。
They do not belong to any tribe.
不分男女。
They
不分男的或女的。
Oh, they are neither male. They don't separate by men or women.
只要你有一个心愿，愿意爱神。
If you just have a heart to love the Lord.
你选一段时间。
You select a period of time.
然后你在这一段时间里面呢，你把你自己完全奉献给神。
You completely offer yourself to the Lord.
当然，我们知道这里牵涉到三件事情。
Of course, we know here this connects to three things.
第一件事情，他就讲到他不能够喝葡萄做的酒。
Here it says, you must abstain from wine or other fermented drink.
第二个就是说他不能够剃头。
And then you also cannot shave your head.
第三个不能碰死尸。
And the other thing is, you may not touch anything dead.
换句话说，第一个他的要求就是说，不能不要爱世界。
The first thing can be taken to represent you cannot love the world.
因为我们知道，这个酒葡萄酒是代表喜乐，从第世界上来的喜欢的。
We know that wine represents the joy of the world of the earth.
我们知道，这个剃头发的意思就是、不剃头发的意思，他蒙头。换句话说，他愿意顺服在基督的权柄底下。
And we know by not shaving your head, you're willing for your head to be covered to submit to the Lord.
他愿意走十字架卑微的道路。
You're willing to walk the way of the cross.
不碰死尸是说出了我们不体贴肉体。
And then to not touch anything dead means to not listen to the flesh.
也不爱世界，你才能够爱神。
To not love the world is the only way to love the Lord.
你愿意背十字架来跟随的话，你才能够跟着基督走前面的道路。
Only if you're willing to carry your cross, are you willing to follow Christ?
你不体贴肉体，你才能够活在圣灵的交通里面。
And then, if you are not willing to listen to the flesh, that's the only way that you will have fellowship with the Spirit.
那为什么神要在民数记第六章要提到这些事情呢？
So why in Numbers chapter 6 is God mentioning this?
因为神早就知道有一天祭司的制度要衰落下来。
Because God knew that in the future the priesthood would fall.
所以神就预先定下了一些人。
So already God had assigned some people.
他们不分支派，不分男女，只要他们有心，他们就这样的为神活着。
They are not separated by tribe or by man or woman, but if they have this heart, then they will be separated for the Lord.
我们知道拿细耳人这个字的字根与大祭司的冠冕是同一个字根。
We know that the root word for Nazarite and the root word for priest is the same.
换句话说呢，神宝贝这些拿细耳人，愿意把大祭司的尊荣给他们。
And God cherishes the Nazarites and is willing to give the priesthood to them.
所以撒母耳为什么能够做祭司呢？
So why is Samuel able to be a priest?
按照他的支派来讲，他不可能做的。
Based on his tribe, he is not qualified.
但是我们知道他是一个拿细耳人。
But we know that he is a Nazarite.
所以当祭司的体系败落的时候呢，神兴起了拿细耳人。
So when the priesthood fell, the Lord lifted up the Nazarites.
所以当撒母耳在那里做祭司、做祭司的时候
，So when Samuel was there, being a priest,
他就带进了合神心意的王大卫。
He brought in the king who pleased the Lord's heart, and that's David.
我们知道今天我们在等候我们的主再来。
We know today we are waiting for our Lord's return.
谁能够把那个真正的大卫给带进来
？Who can bring in the real David?
撒母耳怎么带进大卫？今天也同样需要有一些拿细耳人来带进基督的再来。
The way Samuel had brought in David in the past is the way the Nazarites today should bring in our Lord.
所以神现在在盼望 在神的家里面能够兴起一些所谓的拿细人。
So God is hoping that in his house he will be able to raise up some Nazarites.
这些人愿意因着甘心爱主没有丝毫的勉强 他们就因为被主的爱所吸引，他们甘心愿意的来为主而活。
These people, because they love the Lord so much, they are willing and happy to live for the Lord and follow Him.
他们鄙视这世界带给他们的欢乐。
That they are able to put down the joys of this world.
他们愿意背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
They are willing to carry their cross to follow the Lord.
他们愿意 照着圣灵而行，不放纵自己的肉体。
And they are willing to walk by the Holy Spirit and to put down their flesh.
神宝贵这样的人。
God cherishes these types of people.
神愿意把大祭司的尊荣给这些人。
God is willing to give the priesthood to these people.
这些人就好像新妇装饰整齐，等候他们的新郎来到。
And these people will be like the brides waiting for the bridegroom.
所以我们感谢主在 民数记16章给我们看见一个悲惨的故事。
We thank the Lord that in Numbers chapter 16, He shows us a very sad story.
但是在这样悲惨的情形底下呢，神做了一个大的扭转的工作。
But in such a tragic story, God was able to cause a great change.
这些人被神兴起来。
These people were lifted up by the Lord.
为的乃是成就神永远的旨意。
So that they would fulfill the eternal purpose of God.
盼望我们今天都能够在这样的呼召里面有份。
It is our hope that we would have a place in this calling.
让我们也能够洁净自己。
That we are able to separate ourselves.
让我们能够专心的为主而活。
That we would really live for the Lord.
盼望我们主回来的时候，我们不至于羞愧。
That when the Lord returns, we would not put him to shame.
我们有些祷告。
We have some prayer.